So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're here for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is a former engineer turned entrepreneur. I love his term, there's no better time than the present. And, you know, that really talks to me a lot. So Ramon Smothers is a fabulous entrepreneur, and he has a Live Your Legacy line. He's going to tell us a little bit about that and building your own business. So welcome, Ramon.
Well, thank you, Erica. I'm excited to be here. Glad for having me.
Yeah, and where are you in the country?
I'm in Houston, Texas, actually. So I'm down south. It's hot.
Are you from there, or are you from somewhere else?
I am. About an hour outside of Houston in a small town named Port Arthur, Texas.
Okay. So if we get you talking, we'll start to hear the Texas in you.
Everyone always kind of notices the Texas twang. Texas twang.
Yeah. I'm from California, and so we're not really aware of having a California thing until we go somewhere else. But I do. Some people say I have a Valley Girl thing, which I don't know about all that.
That automatic. I automatically assume kind of a stuck up and arrogant.
But oh, I don't. Oh no, that's not me. Then.
I know, right?
I'm good. Now I tend to I tend to have authors from all over the globe, so my podcast gets to go all over the place. It definitely likes Houston. I have several friends in Houston, so I'm really glad to be in Houston today with you, at least virtually. Right. So tell us what got you into being an entrepreneur and what some of your challenges have been.
Man, it was actually a turning point in which I was laid off from my full-time job. I have a background in engineering. And I was an electronic engineer. Well, actually, that was what my degree was in. But of course, when you graduate, you get a new job. Your job usually doesn't have anything to do with what you went to school for. So, right. So I wasn't doing electronic engineering. I was out in the oil field, living on a ship for 2 weeks at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting muddy, getting dirty, sleeping in a twin size bed with a roommate.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
The good life. And so I did that for like 6 years after I graduated, and I was laid off maybe like a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. And I had a decision to make at that point. I said, should I look for more electronic engineering jobs, which because of my inexperience, I really couldn't get, because now I'm 6 years into my career. I'm trying to pivot into what I actually went to school for, and everyone's telling me you don't have the experience to enter at this level. So I realized that that's not what I wanted anyway. I wanted to jump into entrepreneurship. I wanted to control my own destiny. And I never wanted to have that phone call that says, look, your services are no longer needed.
Thank you. Exactly. Right. Like, right. That is not fun.
Not at all.
And once you have your own business, it's so different. You can totally, I love that freedom of, I could make, you know, $17,000 today. Like, right. I could make zero also, but no one's telling me that I can't. Like, no one's saying you can't start a new program or you can't offer a new service. No one's like holding me back. And that is so different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It's highs. Like you said, it's highs and it's lows. And that's, that's the part that you have to be mentally ready for. Like I feel like I was physically ready. As for effort and the work that would have required and the discipline, but handling the highs and lows of it and the uncertainty is the hard part.
Yeah, and isn't that funny that, like, if you look at like being laid off, like what certainty did we have before?
Right. Right.
And yet we kind of wish we had that. So tell us a little bit about your kind of what you built. Tell us a little bit about your line and what we could find there if we were.
Yes. So I started a blog site, and the idea was behind it was to live your legacy today so that you do not have to worry about leaving one. And so I created the Living My Legacy. I guess it's a t-shirt brand. It's print on demand t-shirts. I have that.
Oh, really?
Right. Yes.
How cool is that?
You know, and so that was some passive income that started to come in. And then I said, I want to write a book and tell this story and inspire and help and motivate. So I dropped the book. I wrote the book And I released it maybe like 2 or 3 months ago. Okay. And it was so open and vulnerable, and it was all about just getting over fear, overcoming fear, doing what you love to do.
Nice.
And don't fear your greatness. The title of it is The Fear of Greatness. And so I did that. And then
that is a compelling title.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm just gonna sit for a moment and let everybody really tune into that fear of your own greatness. Mm-hmm. And just for a moment, just everybody who's listening right now, I want you to just seriously look at your greatness differently, right? Because that is such a universal fear.
It is.
Yeah. What's one tool someone can use to get over that?
Being present. Being totally living in the now and for today. And that's how Living My Legacy was created. And that's what it was designed to promote, was like just being present. Oftentimes we fear our failure, but we fear our greatness. And fear is something that hasn't even happened. It's an imagined event. It's something that we're anxious about in the future, or we're still holding on to from the past. And when we get in tune with like today, this very second, what am I doing now to ensure that I can live the best legacy and live the best life that I can? Fear kind of becomes irrelevant at that point, because you're not focused on the future or the past.
I'm just tuning into the awareness that you're going to have to come back on my show, because 8 minutes was not enough.
Right. And I'm talking a lot faster than I usually do. I'm usually like just drawing out
Texas
low talker.
Well, when you said oil or something, I was like, dang, that sounded like Texas.
All right.
So what can someone do to get a hold of you? And I'll make sure to put your book right there on the www.theericaglessingshow.com. I'm going to make sure you can find his book right there on the page. And how else can we reach you?
Yes, like you said, RamonSmothers.com/The Fear of Greatness book. If you go there, you can get a free chapter of it, download a free chapter, and you can reach me there. That's where I house my blog, the podcast, my video podcast that I host, and my courses and free courses and everything else is at RamonSmothers.com.
Awesome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.